Node
K 2 P C B dash P
connected
to
node
4 7 3 3 8.
This is KE 2 GDQ looking for any calls. This is KE 2 GDQ looking for any calls.
All right, this is K2PCB. That was portable for us. You know, there, seeing what kind of range portable had back into to Ross's nose. So I'm driving along here. Just got the stock antenna, and clearly I wasn't making it in that one. All right, good morning, K2PCB.
K2PCB, this is KE2GDQ. Looks like we're going to be a little bit cooler today than we were yesterday.
Well, no complaints here. You see a few clouds up in the sky, and it's only 72 degrees. But at the same time, I spent most of my day in air conditioning yesterday, which is not good for the soul, but it did shield me from the high temps. I was hearing about these 100 plus temperatures, especially on the East Coast, Boston way. I guess it was pretty warm for Boston. Do you know what our peak temperature was yesterday by chance?
I don't know what our peak temperature was. I don't listen to regular radio very much other than in the morning. During the day, I don't listen to it, so I did not catch that temperature.
Yeah, I don't tune into the local news. I tend to get my news from Google News, right or wrong. That's where I check most things. I know a lot of people trust Facebook for news. Google News. It's funny. I was in a meeting yesterday with Nick and Bruce, and Bruce was saying how he was trying to cancel his Buffalo News Sunday subscription because it was getting up to like $47 a month, and for the content interest, it wasn't worth it anymore. I was thinking, holy cow. But people still pay it, I guess. And but that's pretty steep. It's almost like the, you know, surcharge for, you know, Uber Eats or Grubhub or whatever the popular one is these days. The convenience charge that you're paying. Not to mention they're not mass printing papers for as many people anymore. But yeah. All in all, pretty good day thus far. While I was getting ready this morning, I was listening to the Lockport repeater, and they're talking about their plans for field day. Sounds like they're setting up at one of the fire halls out there, at least the group that was on the air I was listening to. I didn't get in on the conversation. I was just listening along. Yeah. So what do you have planned for today?
Today, I'm going to go down and visit my daughter and the grandkids, take care of the youngest one for a while so my daughter can get some stuff done and then watch him while she goes and picks up the other kids at school. Maybe shoot some trap tonight, we'll see. You know, other than that, not much.
Well, that sounds like quite a pleasurable day. Nothing wrong with that. Last night I was printing up some of the documentation that we'll need for field day. It's not a lot. I just wanted to print out the sheet that defines how to determine your class. I printed out a couple copies of the log sheets. And again, we're not going to submit them or anything, but nice to have that record as you're going along. And I don't want to say it's a little competition-like, but it's kind of cool to just visually see how you are, you know, racking up the contacts in each fill in our own sheet. Yeah, so I printed that. I have everything set up and ready to go. I just need to pull the containers out, blow the dust off, and we're ready to go. When I was out at the Hamfest on Saturday, I missed a really good opportunity. Somebody had one of those rack mounts, you know, like the portable rack. I don't know what the right term is for them, but basically, you know, you've got the, you know, plastic container, rugged container, and you can probably rack mount devices in the front of it and put a cover over top. This one didn't have the cover, but just having it rack mount and have everything tucked in the back, that would be nice if I could find some of those cheap. And this one sold for $20. And then I'm like, oh, crap. It happened right in front of me. I didn't even see it. And then I'm like, okay, let me keep it around and see if someone's got another one. But never did see one. Yeah, I would like to have all my portable stuff in nice containers. But I didn't want to spend hundreds of dollars on a gravity container. So, yeah, I'll keep my eyes open.
Yeah, I don't blame you for not wanting to spend a bunch of money on some stuff when, if you used it like all the time, you were like doing parks on the air or summits on the air on a regular basis, maybe that might be a little bit different. But if you're only using it a couple times a year, you know, do you really need to spend all that money? I don't know.
Yeah, and if the schedule works out well and you make it out there, you'll see that I have this one wooden box that I made years ago. Very, very, very simple. Kind of holds the one station together. And the other one, it travels in a secure box. But then I pull it out and I set it up on the bench or on the table. And it just goes back in the box for travel purposes. And that one I actually picked up at a... what do they call that? You know, they have the Rope's Garage Sale or whatever over at the fairgrounds. We were there once, and I had seen that case, and I grabbed that. $20. And I think the one that I had seen on Saturday went for $20, too. $20 I can handle. A couple hundred, I know some of those really nice ones are really expensive. Obviously, they're a little more rugged. And for the rack mount idea, I would still need to get the rack adapters for my radios. So, yeah, I think I'm okay unless something comes along cheap again. And let's see, we've got 6:35. Any chance Ross is on? I know he's been running a little late the past few days.
Yeah, it doesn't sound like Ross is in yet. Did you see the interview with one of the guys from Lancaster Radio Club on Channel 4 yesterday?
No, but was this a promotion for Field Day? And so I would ask, was it Luke Caliano? He had been promoting the club's events like that, Team Field Day and the Dunkirk Lighthouse weekend for years. That was always part of his thing. Yeah, I'd be curious if that's what it was. I don't know if you got to meet Luke when you were out there for your test.
I didn't catch the name of who was doing the interview, but I'm gonna forward it to you, the link, and you know, you get a chance to watch it when you get it. Get a chance to watch it, you can watch it. It was pretty interesting. I forwarded it to both my wife and my daughter. My daughter asked me if I was going to be camping out over the weekend.
Oh, yeah, that's one of the things that the Lancaster Club does. I was going to say did, but they still do.
We don't camp out. We just make it a multi-hour event. We set up and we tear down, which doesn't take that long. We've gotten pretty good at it. But some people do it from event start time to event end time. They have the radios, and with operators, logging contacts, and we kind of do it just for fun. And it's also nice to know that, from a emergency preparedness perspective, so long as I have a power source, whether it's a charged, battery that's portable, a power station, or my vehicle, whatever the case may be, I know that I have the equipment to get myself on the air. And not everyone considers it a test of your emergency preparedness capabilities, but that's kind of what it is. And I don't need 24 hours straight to know that I can set up some equipment and get on the air. If we're out there for 5, 6, 8 hours, I'm pretty content with that. But yeah, there's definitely different levels of, participation, if you will. We take it pretty easy. So yeah, maybe one of these days we'll go back and check out one of the local clubs. I know there's some people that make their rounds and they'll go club setup to club setup. They'll see how the Lancaster guys are doing it. They'll see how the Lockport guys are doing it. Southtown guys, and they'll work their way through. So everyone has their different approach.
Was Ross able to secure the pavilion at their substation out there on Broadway?
So it sounded like a good solid maybe. Let's see if he's on and see if we can, let's find out. KC2PET, this is K2PCB.
Good morning, Travis. Good morning, Brad. How you doing?
So far, so good. Of course, you're hearing the train go by. Sorry about that. Hopefully, it's not covering up my voice. Yeah, Brad was just asking if we have confirmation, for our field day plans, and if so, what kind of time frame do we want to wrap around that? I know your schedule is probably a little more, maybe less flexible than mine. So I think we're kind of working around yours. At least I am.
Well, yeah. So I think we're allowed to use the front. Weather permitting, that's the catch. Obviously, if it gets, I don't see it being, wanting to, unless it gets ungodly hot and they want the air conditioning. But, yeah, as far as I know, we could probably use the front of it. And, I think it's, I don't know which way would be ideal, the front or the back, but, I know the back always worked out pretty good. So, but, yeah. And as far as time frame, I don't have a clue. You can probably go down there and set up. I would try to do that in the morning. I know Evan likes to help out, but like I said, it's up in the air. Every weekend for me has been up in the air as far as scheduling. I try to do certain things, and then something else comes up, and then it's like, I can't really schedule things, but I'm going to try to, maybe Saturday morning, try to set up the antennas and everything up there, and then, as far as starting, I think it starts at noon, doesn't it?
I don't recall if it started at noon or 2 o'clock. For some reason, 2 o'clock sticks out in my head. Yeah, so what does it take? It takes about an hour to get everything set up, somewhere in there, give or take. Maybe we've done it in an hour, 15 minutes. I don't know if we have to make a special trip up, go home, and then come back.
I would say, you know, we could just go set up and just get right into it. That way you don't have to break up your day either. But, yeah, I think we're definitely just waiting on your commitment for time.
All right. Well, like I said, tomorrow is kind of up in the air. Maybe Friday night we can go down and take a look at it and see how we want to set up to what where. Because tomorrow I got to get her. I'll be in work till 10:30. Then I got to pick her up from school because she has half a day. I got to get lunch, and then I got to get my vehicle inspection. It's due for inspection this month, so I have an appointment at 1 o'clock, and then after that, I don't know. I guess that after that, it's kind of sketchy for me, even. So usually ends up being, you know, they come home and go play a little bit or something. Then before you know, I got to fix dinner. So maybe Friday evening would be a good time to go up and look, see where I'm putting it and stuff.
Okay. Yeah. Just give me a call, and obviously I'm only like a couple minutes away, so we can go. We can go scope it out.
Hey, I looked up Field Day, and it begins at 1800 UTC on Saturday. I forget what the time, what that difference is. I think it's like 4 hours, so I think that's 2 o'clock our time.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that 2 o'clock is correct. It really does sound very familiar. It really doesn't change year to year. Oh, sugar. It's 6:45. I'm going to run. This is K2PCB. But yeah, just let me know. I'll keep myself very fluid on, you know, hey, this is emergency preparedness, right? And I'm going to grab my stuff and go. Maybe I'll load it up Friday night. I can put it in the back of the truck or something. Put it in the back seat, a couple containers, and I'll just be ready to go whenever you are. We want to do early, late, whatever works out. Yeah, just let me know so I can coordinate with Lynn. All right, this is K2PCB. Good morning, Brad, and good morning, Ross. K2PCB clear.
All right, Travis, see you at work. Good morning, Brad. I got my run a little late today. I had my daughter woke up again, so she wanted a little something to eat. So little morning surprise for me again. She's been doing that a lot lately. Assuming as she's older, she's getting the earlier less sleep she's going to be needing. So that's been an ongoing thing for me in the morning. So that's why I've been, usually I've been leaving the house at like 6:25-ish, 6:30, but yeah, lately I've been leaving later because of her. She's been, like I said, getting up with me for work, and, you know, she's like, oh, I need to, you know, I would like a drink, you know, I like this to eat or something, so as you get it for her.
No, I totally understand. When we babysat Adeline, or well, the other kids, yes, the similar thing. They tend, especially if they spend the night, they wake up and early, and then they'll want a drink, and then you know, when they spend the night, we just get them up early. So, yeah. So this is KE2GDQ.
So the one concern I have, which I'm seeing on weather as far as for Field Day, I don't know if Travis is still listening, but they were predicting storms that day, so I don't know how that's going to play out. I guess we could try it. We could always try it, but it's always, my thing is, you know, if there's thunderstorms, you know, I wouldn't really want to be on the air, you know, connected to something that's like a lightning rod, but yeah, I have to see what the weather has played out, too.
Oh, no, I agree. Because on Saturday, I'm going to be in Mount Morris early in the day for a trap shoot. And, yeah, I don't want to get caught in the rain either. I'm just trying to look at the weather now. Yes, there's a chance of showers and thunderstorms during the day. I'll have to see what the hourly forecast is. I don't know if they have it that far out.
Yeah, like I said, we're still playing by ear. Like I said, I'm not too keen on running a radio in a thunderstorm.
I know what you mean. I wouldn't want to do it either. I would definitely want to shoot in a thunderstorm, which we never do. Yeah, the weather forecast does not go out. The hourly forecast doesn't go out past Friday morning at this point, so kind of hard to tell what we might run into. How long do you guys think you'll be there if it's not raining?
It usually depends how early we start. There's times we started at like 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and we go, as late as 1 or 2 o'clock in the morning. It depends how we feel about it. I'll probably stay for, for the most part. But lately I've been doing so much at the nighttime I usually end up probably crashing. Usually around 9 o'clock is my bedtime, but I'll struggle to probably try to stay up and try to listen. I think once I get going at it, I'll forget the old tiredness thing. It usually doesn't hit me until we're ready to pick up, and then I'm like, oh boy, I'm really, really tired. And we still have, the antennas to pick up, the radios to pick up and stuff. So I go out and try to help Travis as much because he's got all the equipment. And, pretty much I help set up. I'll ask him, Dean ain't loading all this stuff up in his truck, but he's got a lot of just totes he's got stuff in, so he's got pretty well laid out as far as organization goes.
And he was describing some of that this morning before you checked in, and that sounds like he's got a go kit. And we've actually had an email exchange with Peter Linehart, and he's got a go kit too. I can't remember if he said he was going to do field day or not, because I know he does a thing with parks on the air. I know he's done that for a while. That's something I got to start thinking about doing too, is getting a go kit. But I definitely want to come out and spend a little bit of time with you guys. On Saturday, so if you guys are there after 2 o'clock, that starts to work into where I'd be available to catch up with you guys.
Oh yeah, we'll definitely be there late. Yeah, like I said, times in the past, I think we started around 3 or 4 o'clock ish. Yeah, around there. It depends where we get things all set up. I think we've started early in the morning, just setting antennas up and stuff. By the time we get all that set up and going, it's usually in the afternoon.
That'll be good, because I have to be at my friend's house by 6:30 Saturday morning, and then I think shooting starts at 9 in the morning, and then there's an afternoon one that I think starts at 1 or 2. So I should be coming back through, I'm thinking, 4 or 5.
Oh yeah, we'll definitely be there. You come back. Let's see how early we start. Maybe we'll run and get a pizza or something. Or something to eat.
That sounds good. It'd be nice to sit and talk with you guys a little bit different than on the radio.
That's the nice thing, too, is at least it's not going to be as hot this year. Last year, we did it at my house. I mean, I got the room for it, but it was pretty warm and toasty. It was probably a lot like yesterday and Monday. We still did it, but it was pretty warm. So I think that this year, at least it's looking like a weather forecast is going to be a little cooler. Like I said, I just don't know. The rain's probably going to play. If there's a thunderstorm, it's definitely going to factor in, I think. Hopefully, if they do get one, they'll go through quick.
Yeah, hopefully. I was listening to the Yankees last night. They were playing in Cincinnati, and obviously they had some thunderstorms roll through, not thunderstorms, rain roll through, and it rolled through pretty quick. So I don't know if that's exactly what's coming our way. Sounds like it.
Yeah, it might be. Well, we'll have to keep our eye on the weather. Even today, it looks like it's about ready to rain here. It's pretty, look off to the west, it's looking pretty, looks like it's going to might get some rain out of this, whatever's coming in.
Yeah, the forecast I just read said there was a chance of thunderstorms this morning before 11. There is that chance. And after the last couple of days of wind and warm, everything's dried out, so a little rain wouldn't hurt.
Well, the only good thing that's come of this is my grass has finally slowed down on growth. I can use a little dryness just so it doesn't keep springing out of the ground. I have to mow a bale of hay, so to speak. But all right, Brad, I'm going to have to get in there. It's about 5 minutes too, so I got to get going to work. So KD2GDQ, this is KC2PE.
Node 4733390 connected to node 47338. Node K2PCB-P disconnected.